I just have a lot of questions and issues related to God that not having, feeling like I have solid answers makes me feel unsafe. Some of it is related to things like the income sort of stuff is looking at retirement and our income's going to get cut dramatically and, you know, if we're going to still survive. And then also my husband, you know, made kind of a really big shift, had this last promotion. He's done a little backsliding, and so I feel really unsafe when he starts not noticing that I'm here, not paying attention when I talk, not hearing me, that sort of thing. So that's kind of brought all that stuff back up, because that's a 26-year pattern. But I also know that I need to feel safe within myself no matter what he's doing. So I'd like to come to that place. And just also, our family's been under a little bit of persecution lately from some people that aren't very kind. It just kind of shook me, made me, you know, realize that, you know, other people can do things that actually can harm my family. So, I mean, that's a reality. So somehow feeling in a safe place even with that going on.
Most of it is about money, which isn't a problem, but it's there's a fear of it becoming a problem in the future as I get older. In order to be safe and secure, I have to have enough money for long-term health care for when I get old. And I feel a need to be able to be taken care of. What makes me feel safe and secure is when I have enough income to pay all my bills, I have good health insurance, and knowing I'll be taken care of when I'm old and alone. I can't be safe and secure if I have to continually bring in money for mortgages, taxes, insurance, lights, gas, maintenance, car expenses, and food. Food is a pretty huge expense, I'm realizing. So all of that stuff seems like it's all about money more than about being alone. But I'm not safe and secure when I'm alone and there's no one to take care of me. Now, this is, you know, not at all anything that exists. It's just a fear of the future. And I keep saying, yeah, well, everything's okay now, but what if? The fear, the anxiety is there about those things, about getting older, which I am, and about will I be able to be taken care of.
Lots of fear about money and insects and all the events with my brother, fear to be alone. And the belief about if I am alone, I am in danger, and I'm afraid of speaking an other language, and lots of other things which frighten me.
I have thoughts about money in the future, and it's like I don't feel safe and secure unless there's money in the bank with assurance of more coming in. Like, I need to be able to see where the money's going to come from in the future in order to really feel safe and secure. I realized that in order for me to feel safe and secure, there was this thought that I need to not be totally 100% involved in what's going on. Like, I always need an escape route or plan, a backup plan, a way out. And it was kind of a feeling of playing a game and not putting all the pieces in, holding some back just in case. And then I started thinking about, well, who can hurt me? And so I'm putting in bad guys into the pot. And there was a thought that if someone gets jealous of me or wants what I have or doesn't like me, that that's someone who could hurt me. what makes me feel like I'm not safe and secure, what came up was the unknown, not having a clear vision of how I will be safe and secure. And then the thought of being uncomfortable or not comfortable. So I'm putting in the whole connection between feeling comfortable and feeling safe. I put in times when I haven't been or haven't felt safe and secure. And I put in some specifics, but I'm also putting in all the fears that my parents have that I took on in any way about when finances were very difficult for my family. Yeah, just any time they weren't sure if we were all safe and secure.